So speaking of giving and receiving, that's what we're going to, I'm just talking for just a few minutes, then we're going to have Chris come up. This is going to look just a little different this morning. But I do want to talk about, because this, when the news came down that Chris and Liv were going to be heading to Guelph, for us, and it's much like what parents feel when they know their kids are going to be heading out to college, university, or getting married, and you know they're packing up, cleaning up their room, packing all their stuff up, and you're, you know, on one hand, you know, you're glad for them. On the other hand, you're going, boy, this really like is hard. And you do ask yourself the question, where did the years go? But you know it's good to do this. You know it's good to see this take place. And it was important for me that we have, that we understand that this is a good thing. This is going to foster good relationships between Cambridge and Guelph. This is good for Chris and Liv. They get to have new challenges and they get to just grow. I'm a firm believer that God has their life marked as for, you know, the trajectory they're on. And so it's the last thing you want to do in one way, in one sense, is hold on, right? But that's a natural human tendency. And you think of the whole thing of receiving and giving. There is getting is a wee bit better. Come on, admit it, right? It is. It is like when they came, it was yay, right? And now they're leaving, it's yay, I guess. And giving's not always that hard, but you know what I mean. But that's how we're wired. The interesting thing is we talk about the kingdom of God and Jesus brought the kingdom and stuff. And the economy of the kingdom, the emphasis there in the kingdom and the action of God towards us, towards humanity, towards the earth, is always about giving. The kingdom is about giving. It's about the swirl of generosity that takes place, you know, and you see it as you read through the Gospels. You see this whole swirl. What's interesting in Matthew's Gospel, you get a taste when Jesus sends out he actually takes his close 12 disciples and he wants them to do what they've been seeing him do. And he wants to know that this kingdom thing is for all of us. It's not just Jesus doing it. It's you get to do it too. And so he sent them out, and he said in Matthew 10, he says, go and announce to them, that's the people you come in contact with, that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Then he says these words, give as freely as you have received. Now, those words, you just don't take those you can take it in that context, what that's about, that how they had received the kingdom, received their healings or whatever, to give that away. You can take it that, for sure, first, but understand that is a value, that is a baseline in the kingdom, that to give as freely as you have received. And when Chris and Liv came, we received them really freely. there was no hesitation. It was yes. And so Jesus is calling us went to give as a yes, you know, to do that because it's the kingdom. It's what the kingdom is all about. In Acts, Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, he recounts the event that took place in the city of Ephesus. There, Paul had come through because he had planted a church there. He had some very close people that he really loved and valued, and they valued him and loved him. And he was going from there to Jerusalem, and not for good things. There was going to be persecution when he went to Jerusalem. Anyway, Paul had some last words that he wanted to say to the believers there, and he reminded them what he had taught them. And he told them that live your life as the way I lived mine. I'm the example. Let me be the example to live your life and give your life away for the gospel, to give it away, he said. And then he said these words, and I don't know, they're not in the gospels, right? But he says, you should remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And I don't know what he heard that some, he got that somewhere. But there again is that whole thing of it's way better to in the kingdom, way better to give. Way better. That's because that's what the kingdom is all about. We step into that whole realm. And then, you know, you get situations in your life that come where, as parents are a prime example, having to see their kids go, or on the day of the wedding, right, releasing their kids. You know, everybody else is happy to see this because they're looking at the whole wedding event. But for parents, you see the tears start to flow because they got to give their kid away, you know, and it's hard. And in reality, as we do that, there is a point of trust that we trust that as we step into that whole act of the kingdom of giving, we know there's plenty what's going to come. We know that. And how we learn that is by giving away, giving our best. And that's one of our values, is to give our best. And so that's what we want to do. So how do we respond to this news that they're going to go pastor at the Guelph Vineyard? We join them in the celebration. We be happy for them. Right? Trusting, you know, as I've said to a number of people, I was saying to Liv this morning, I said, God is in the work that's going on in Guelph. God is in the work that he's doing in Chris and Liv's life. What? Did God all of a sudden just decide to, I'm out of the Cambridge Vineyard? Yeah. I'm not going to help you now anymore. You're on your own. No, we don't know what's coming down the pipe. So we should look with anticipation, because he's a good God that loves us. But no, this is a get to for us. But little did we know at the beginning of this year that you guys are going to be leaving. I had no idea. I wanted to assume they would be with us forever and ever. Amen. Until I retire, right? I wanted that. But did you know, deep down, I knew it wasn't going to be. I knew that. I just knew. But I would just push, you know, tuck that thought away. No. What I never did, though, is I never thought of how can I make sure he stays, has to stay here. Maybe I should have gone there. No, I wouldn't have done that. That definitely wouldn't have had the Lord's blessing on it. But I know there's something special on you guys. I do know. You both carry this, we cut you, you bleed Vineyard, or you bleed those values that the Vineyard embraces. You bleed it, like in your songs, in your teachings, in how you approach people and how you love on people, in your hospitality, your like everything, you bleed it. And Vineyard Canada needs you guys. They need you guys. And I know I have a guess where you're probably destined to at some point, but that's just a guess. I'm not going to go there this morning. So I wasn't really surprised, Chris, when you came into my office that one day and sort of stuck your head in and bounced this idea off. It was like, you know, because Chris was like, well, you know, I don't know if they'll take me. You know, like, I was just like, yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a hard choice for them. No, you're gone. It was like, come on. I knew that was going to be the case. And so you flip it. And you flip it by realizing we have been blessed because Chris and Liv are a gift to us. We've been blessed for 8 years. I know that doesn't, as when you get older, that doesn't seem so long. But think of when you were a kid and you just started grade one. How far away was grade eight? It was eons away. And that's how long we've had them for. Eons. Eons. It's gone by quick, but it's been so rich and so good. It's been so good. So enjoyed it. And you know what? It's pure gift, what we are blessed with. Pure gift. And I want to read to you a passage from Ephesians. This is where Paul, he's talking to this is a letter he wrote, and he's talking about, well, here's his words. Notice Paul's words. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. They're a gift. Paul's using that word, a gift. And he says their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. And this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then, I'm just going to read a little bit more. Then we'll no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. And he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. And as each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.
And now, Chris and Liv, look. You guys are a true gift to the church. I'm not talking about here, this local assembly. I'm talking about the church. You're a gift. You're one of those gifts. Chris, you have pastored us well. You have. Brilliantly. Brilliantly, man. We are better because of you, both of you. We are better. We are better people. We're a stronger community. We are. We have matured a little bit. A little bit. You've grounded us as followers of Jesus. You've grounded us. You make it real. You encourage us. We're more secure in our faith today. Because of you. You've broadened our perspective of the kingdom and of life in general. Paul speaks about that special work that if we do, I want you to know you did that special work. And because of that, we have grown. And so I say, continue doing your special work because the body will grow as a result. The people around you will grow. They will. God wired you for doing that special work. And we as a community are better because of the way you both have loved us, cared for us, encouraged us, and strengthened us, and led us. We're better. We're better. So my desire is that, and I want you to know this, and this is the truth, and if my heart's desire for you guys is that you'll have a fantastic experience there. My heart's desire is that you both will prosper and grow as leaders, like just exponentially. And our desire as the Cambridge Vineyard Guelph is to see your church just grow and be strong and healthy and just a visible voice in the community of Guelph. We want to see you guys just do so well. And just soar. We just want to see you soar. That's my desire for you. So I bless you guys. So, but I want you to say a few things. You can both say something, or one of you can say something, or one of you got to say something. Okay.
Thank you, Scott. I'll say this, and not so much in the spirit of reciprocity where somebody says something nice and you respond with something nice because that's the appropriate thing to do. But because it's true that I just want to respect and honor Scott as my friend and as a person who has more integrity in more integrity in his like fingernail clippings. No, this is a great man. A strong anchor in the kingdom, and I just have loved working with you and serving you and helping to shape a season with you as a community. And it's just been a tremendous, tremendous gift. I remember we moved back to Ontario in 2009. And I remember when we were it was kind of in the interim. We were in process of whether or not I was going to come on staff. I think we were in process, or maybe we had made the decision. I couldn't, or I had been invited in. I can't remember exactly, but it was in my mind, and I remember standing over here in this corner, which is one of my favorite corners in the room. It's not a corner, but it feels like one because there's a joist or whatever. And I remember a feeling of great inadequacy looking at the community. I remember thinking, I am insane for saying yes, or for throwing my name out as a possibility for the position or whatever. I just felt so inadequate. And it sort of felt like, I mean, I don't want to overstate it, but it kind of felt like the Lord said, perfect. And I was right, you know, I was right. Except that God is very faithful to empower us for the things that he asks us to do. Right? It's not a unique thing for pastors or for people who have some kind of public thing to be invited by God into something that feels impossible. That's common. That's what followership looks like. And I'm really grateful for the capacity to fail even in this place. I failed a number of times, tried different things that felt like failure, but God worked some beautiful things out of those. You know, we had a prayer path that lasted, it was in glorious shape for like 12 hours. 13 at least. No, it's, but I guess what I mostly want to say, I'm not going to talk much longer at all, but I just want to say, like, this community is, this community gave me my life today. That's not an overstatement. I would not be the person that I am if I had not been invited into this community 7 years ago? Something like that? It was 1989 or 90 or something like that. It was right back, you know, when meeting in the cafeteria at GCI. Len Weens was the youth pastor at that time. And I didn't know Jesus. And then I did. You know, and this community raised me in the spirit, gave me a capacity to suffer and follow Jesus in that, gave me a capacity to celebrate and follow Jesus in that, taught me what it was. I learned how to worship in this, not in this space, but in this community. I learned how to follow Jesus in this community. And so I'm just so thankful. And I'm so thankful to be able to have a day like today, to be able to say that, and I can look around the room and I can see faces who have been along pretty much the whole journey, right? You know, it's amazing. What a legacy. And I'm super excited for the Cambridge Vineyard too, because I totally agree with Scott. I think that there are things people are going to step forward into things, and it's going to be beautiful, and it's going to be something that I could never have done. That's the remarkable thing about the kingdom. That's not a failure on my part. That's a celebration of who God has made us to be, and the fact that he's got you guys, right? He has you guys. And I'm so encouraged. I mean, it blows me away when just to see how some of the giftings are starting to unpack themselves, even in the last little while. And so, I guess we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being a people who received a geeky little, whatever, 13-year-old, whatever, I don't remember exactly, sat out in the corner, just couldn't, seriously, for the first while, like I'd say for the first year, I didn't smoke, but I felt way more comfortable hanging outside with the smokers during worship. So I would just exit at the back door and hang out with the smokers, which is sort of weird in retrospect, but you guys loved me into the person that I am. And so thank you. And thank you for how you've received us. Anyway, I could talk for much longer, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to say thank you.